Welcome to another edition of the broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey!
Sarah, what's your contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And, there was a few things I think I messaged you a week or two ago that I wanted to talk about, and I keep forgetting.
Well, good thing I reminded you.
One quickly, it was just more or less, I only kind of remember what I wanted to talk about. I remember you reminded me, like, you wanted to talk about, you know.
Yeah, you messaged me at, I don't remember what time it was, but it was weird hours in the
like,
day.
The urge to have babies, and I think you know what it was? I was hanging out with my foster brother.
Yes, Prince Migs.
And he, because he's almost two.
Crazy.
He's a handful.
Yeah.
And there are times where I'm like,
you can say annoying AF. That's fine.
He's a little S. I will say that. I say that all the time.
Like,
he's
terrible almost twos, right?
He's a little a-hole.
Yeah. Cute little a-hole.
Where I'm just like, just child. Oh, my God. And then I'll do something like, I'll look at pictures of when he was itty-bitty, or...
You're already like, oh, it's going by too fast.
I know. Or the other day, I show up, and he, was dealing with teething problems.
Oh, yeah.
So when a tooth comes out and he's got, like, his molars coming in, he gets kind of sickish, like diarrhea, like that.
Really?
Kinda, yeah. Like, it affects kids differently, but that's actually somewhat common.
Oh.
Some kids just get kind of feverish. It's the process.
Because he's in pain?
Yeah, and he's in pain. So I get to my mom's house, and he's crying. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? Did he hurt himself? It's like, no, he just doesn't want to eat because of his teeth, and he's just super frustrated. And I'm like, come here, buddy, because my mom was, like, trying to cook. And he just, like, rests his head on my shoulder and just kind of lays there. He does this thing where he'll just kind of, like, lay, like, sink into you and just lay flat.
Like, dead body it?
Yeah, and he's just, like, so comfortable and just, like, I'm like, I love this kid so much. Please don't move.
Yeah. Please don't start crying.
Like, please don't get hyper. But there was one, like, my dad sent me a video of him doing the same thing to him, but he's kind of singing.
Aww.
Like, and it's not any English words. It's just him making noises.
Rambling.
And it's so cute. And it's just like, God.
So your ovaries are, like, screaming?
A little bit. A little bit, Sarah.
A lot of it. I feel like they've been screaming for... How many years now?
I know, right? But like when it's moments like that, it really hurts.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of the conversation we had on air recently where you made dinner for your guy.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, I can have babies now.
It's so funny because we've been dating a little over 3 years and my boyfriend loves to cook, which... Mm-hmm. I've only dated guys who love to cook, which
is that
I am
by design?
Blessed. I don't know. I don't even know how or why it happened, but they've always loved it. They've always told me to be the sous chef, but in reality, they don't like me being the sous chef because there really can only be one cook in the kitchen.
Right.
And they have it. They like to do it their way, and it's either their way or the highway. And so really,
the dishes person?
I'm the dishes person.
See,
I'm the
awesome.
Dishes queen. I will do the dishes. I'm fine with doing the dishes. You can cook all you want. Just tell me to look pretty and I can do that.
I like that. I like that you do the dishes because I know people that are like, I don't want to do the dishes. I'm like, I made dinner. Move.
No, I will totally do the dishes. But the other night... He was just, I don't know, he was so exhausted. And I was like, well, he was like, I don't know what I want for dinner. And I was like, well, you want me to get something? He was like, no. He's like, I don't know. I think I'll just like make pasta. And I was like, do you want me to make you the pasta? And he was like, what? He was like, in the 3+ years we've been dating, I don't think you have ever made or offered to make me dinner. And I was like, I know, that's terrible, isn't it? Sorry. But I was like, do you want me to? He's like, do you know how? And I was like... And this is just like pasta from the box. This ain't no homemade. No, I'm not homemaking this.
No.
This is, and I was like, you know, I am very good at following directions when I want to. So I think I can handle it. So he was like, okay, well, I'll come upstairs with you. And I was like, no. Only one cook in the kitchen. We know if you're up there, you're going to be making it. Or you're going to be like watching me like a hawk to see if I'm like making it right, you know? So went upstairs, boiled that water. Put that pasta in that water and set a timer, and I did not leave that pasta site. I had to pee, but nope, I was scared because you have to stir it every now and again. Yep. And I didn't want the pasta to go over or the water to go over, and then BJ came in the kitchen. And you know, BJ doesn't know how to cook, so he would freak out if something happened. So I stood by that pasta
for 9 to 11 minutes.
It was a little longer, actually. Oh. It was like a good 14 minutes. Oh. But my main leg's a little al dente or whatever. Al dente. So I took it out a little before, then put it in Tupperware, put some olive oil on that bitch. No sauce. We didn't have Parmesan, so just olive oil. And I served it to him in a Tupperware. Like
a little
boss.
Salt on it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I salted the water.
Good.
Thank you.
Would you like a life hack?
Yes.
Do you have wooden spoons?
Yeah.
So if you put the wooden spoon on the pot, it's not going to boil over.
Oh, ever?
Mm-mm.
Why?
It hits it and then it just kind of sits. I was just like, weird. No way. That doesn't happen. That's not real. Because I saw a video of it. I'm like, that's not real. And I did it. I'm like, oh, it's not boiling over. Like, it's not.
Does it have to be a wooden spoon?
I've only seen it done with a wooden spoon. I'm sure any spoon would work.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure. And I'm not sure why it does it. But like, I tried it and it worked. I was like, okay. I always, it's the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to go pee. It hasn't boiled yet. So, or like, it's boiling a little bit. I'm like, it'll be fine. I'll be gone for 2 minutes. And then, I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, right? I mean, I feel like it happens so fast. So I'm like, no, I can't do anything.
Because it's starchy water. It's kind of, like, it's not just water you clean up. It's a little starchy. It's like,
yeah. So,
as your first, do you have any other?
I killed it. Did.
So now you can make babies and you could feed them lots of pasta.
Dude, that's what I said.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Dude, boyfriend, you can like totally get me pregnant now because I can make pasta. So now I can make pasta for our children every day of the week. They might be fat. That's fine. But at least I'll be able to cook for them. One day pesto, one day fettuccine Alfredo. Like, there's so many options.
The ones in the jar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not homemaking my sauce, Vicky. There's
a show on the Food Network. I don't think it's on anymore. It's called like Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee. So what she was actually a trained chef. But she's like, why am I making this from scratch? Like, for example, like biscuits or something.
Yeah.
She's like, it's flour, salt, this and that. She's like, all those ingredients are in like the pre-made Bisquick.
Oh,
like,
right.
Why am I doing it this way? So she would make really cool meals, but like she would get help from the store.
Oh, so like half would be homemade, half would be from like the box or whatever.
Right.
Kind of like put her own little kick into it.
Right.
So exactly. Like you'd get like a homemade sauce, but put different seasonings or something.
Which is what I end up doing because like I don't like the fettuccine Alfredo. I don't like it in a jar. It just never tastes good to me.
Weird.
So I always I always cook up some onions first, like some oil and onions and like add the sauce to it. Onions and garlic.
You put a little pizzazz with it.
And then maybe add a little bit extra cheese to it, maybe a little more seasoning here and there.
See, maybe I would do that for my man, but I am honestly the most bland eater ever. Like, I love stuff from the can. Like, a lot of the times more than homemade stuff. Like, people try to add hella garlic to stuff and add hella onion. Like, I don't like it at all.
You don't like garlic and onion?
No, not really. No, I think it ruins it. It's all up in your mouth long.
Aren't you an Italian?
Yeah, but not a good one. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm super basic. So I would literally just get sauce, probably just microwave it and then put it on top and call it amazing.
Try butter on your pasta.
Ooh, I do love butter. But my man loves olive oil, so I knew I was like in with that. Yes. I was just like, I'm just going to put olive oil on it.
Some cracked black pepper.
Yeah.
Make it look fancy, even though it's just black pepper that you just spun it around.
Yeah, you know, hey. But yeah, so I'm like, I'm ready. I could be a mom now. I know how to make pasta.
I feel like we need to challenge you to like make a different meal. A simple meal that you could also feed your kids because they might hate you after all the pasta.
See, the problem is like I was trying to think of that too. And as a vegetarian, I feel like my options are kind of limited to like, because then I was like, well, I'll make lasagna. I could do that. And I was like, okay, that's another pasta dish, Sarah.
But I mean, that's a little bit more on the difficulty level scale.
Yeah, but it's still pasta with cheese and sauce, you know, it's kind of...
But I mean, if you do, you could always do a vegetarian version of that, I guess.
Yeah, or like with some like type zucchini. Of zucchini noodles or like eggplant. Eggplant seems too complicated for me, though. But I've been watching a lot of Worst Cooks of America, which I really think I should audition for. I actually don't think I'm as bad as these people, though. These people are terrible, but a lot of their meals they make, it's almost everyone is some type of meat or seafood. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
See, that's the nice thing about being vegetarian is that you don't have to worry about cooking things to the correct temperature.
Yeah, exactly. We won't die if my tofu is like undercooked or not cooked enough or whatnot.
But I feel like, try maybe. I mean, I'd say it's kind of like pasta. It's like try a stir fry with noodles, but that's...
Because it's kind of like pasta.
Yeah.
I probably could do that. But yeah, I will say I don't enjoy it. No? I know a lot of people, like I wish I loved it or I wish I really like... even like learning it was fun for me. Because for my boyfriend, like he can work like all day and he'll come home and cook sometimes. And I feel bad because I'm like, babe, you've had a really long day. And he was like, no, like this zens me out.
Right.
Like I love this. And I'm like, wow, I wish that did that for me because it just stresses me out. It frustrates me. I get annoyed. I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I just like get a bowl of cereal? I would have been just as happy. For real. Like people right. like slave over the kitchen for like an hour or two for one meal. It is so weird to me. I'm like, it's one meal. Just get a bag of lettuce and have a salad. Like,
do you like pancakes?
I do like pancakes. I never have pancakes, but I do like them a lot. I could probably do that. That's really easy. That's
especially
just batter.
The mix, yeah.
It's just a mix, and you just.
But I mean, that's a good like starter. You could add your own flavor to it. Add like some blueberries
Gross.
Or some chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips, yes.
Or whatever flavor you like.
I used to be when I did eggs. I used to be very, very good at making omelets. I was an omelet master.
And you can't eat any part of the egg, right?
No.
Not even egg white because you're allergic. God.
Yeah, I'm allergic more to the egg white part. Actually,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, not funny, haha, but funny, like, interesting.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be better for you. But yeah, so I'm on a, well, now I'm a chef now, so.
Yes, I mean,
guess I can make all things.
Want to know a fun fact?
Yeah.
You know chef hats, how they have those little pleats in them?
Yeah.
They have like 100 pleats-ish. I think it's either 100 or 101, or no, 103. But do you know what they represent?
No.
They represent each method of cooking an egg.
Jesus, there's that many methods?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
You can poach them. You can eat them hard boiled. Scramble. Like, I could probably only give you 10.
Man, that's a lot. Well, I hear, like, with the shows, I do watch the cooking shows, like, how to make a really great, I think it's omelet, mm-hmm. like, is a really big test for chefs. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you can pull off a perfect omelet, then you're, like, legit.
Actually, yeah, that is, because it's the easiest thing to make, but easiest thing to mess up.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just kind of burn mine a little because eating raw eggs scares the crap out of me.
That's
Whoa.
Fair.
Whoa. See, but you like cooking. You're See, like so, right? You're...
I do love cooking. I don't like cooking if it's just for me.
Yeah, because there's so many, it's so much work and then you have so much proportions and then you like can eat it for the next like 800 days, but then you're like sick of it with
right.
when day two happens.
And I think the fun part about cooking is being able to enjoy it with somebody else.
Or like being able to like make that person happy.
Yeah, with exactly.
A homemade meal type of thing.
It's like, look what I made.
Yeah.
Like, I love that feeling. Like when, and there are times where like I do that for my brother. I'm like, hey, I made dinner. You know, pack up your lunch. I made extra so you can have lunch for tomorrow when he lived with me originally. And there were days where I was just exhausted and I'm laying in bed and it's like 6 o'clock. I'm like, dude. I'm probably going to eat cereal. I'm so tired. And he's like, hold on. And he'd go and he calls it now the Vicky special because it's my favorite.
What is it?
It's this chicken sausage, but it has like pineapple in it.
Gross.
It's so good.
That sounds disgusting.
It says the vegetarian.
Well, even like vegetarian sausage with pineapple in it sounds disgusting.
Well, it's like that sweet, salty flavor. But anywho, do you eat pineapple pizza?
No. Well, no.
Oh, no.
Usually
it's got the ham
on it.
That's
yeah.
right. Never mind. Anywho, but with rice. And it's just simple white
rice.
Oh,
does he, like, cut the sausage up?
No, so what you do with this particular sausage, I always wondered why I mess up cooking sausage every time, because I just cook it up on the heat, and it would just all kind of want to come out of its casing and stuff.
Yeah.
The trick, because, you know, by trick, I mean read the directions.
Which I'm really good at, so.
I never did.
I probably wouldn't have messed this up.
I never really thought to read the directions. I always decide you put them on the, you just cook them on the stove.
Yeah, how hard could it be?
So you put the sausage in with, like, a little bit of water. And you basically let it cook through that way first. And then you pour the water out. And then you kind of cook it to crisp up the outside.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, see? And so it wasn't until, like, I'm like, why do I keep messing this up? Because I usually just cut it up and everything. And so when I figured it out, I taught my brother. And then we have a rice cooker.
Oh, nice.
So measuring water before the rice cooker is super simple.
Yeah, I was the person that didn't realize you had to mix water with your tomato soup. So, like, I was... You know, you have a can of tomato soup.
Yeah, I don't really eat it that often.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I knew that either.
I didn't either. So I was like, I made it one day when I first started dating, yeah, my boyfriend. And like, I was like, damn, this is the thickest tomato soup I've ever had. It kind of like.
Was it good, though?
I thought it was really good, but it was like you cannot have a whole thing of it. Like it would make your stomach
hurt. It's like ketchup.
Yes. It pretty much like that. Even thicker than that.
Ugh.
Yeah. It was. But like, I love the taste of tomato soup. So I was like, damn. This is some thick stuff. And my boyfriend's like, did you put water in it? And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And he was like, oh my God. Like the most simple thing. And I was like, I didn't even like read the directions. I just thought like,
Heat it up like any other soup.
Yeah, can, bowl, microwave. There you go. Or stove if you're fancy.
I kind of want to like go over to your house and like do like a cooking video with you and try to make like homemade tomato soup.
I would hate that. Yeah. Except I would probably just put the tomatoes, salt, in a blender. Done.
I'd make fun of you, but I like chopping up tomatoes and eating them with salt.
Right? See, it would probably tasty. See. You don't gotta get too fancy with it. Don't get too fancy. Don't overthink it.
I know. I wish there was like the vegetarian thing and then the no eggs. Because I'm like, oh, we could make like a quiche because it's like that.
I used to love quiche.
It's like, because when did you become allergic to eggs?
Oh God, I feel like it's been like 5-ish years ago.
Dang.
Yeah.
And do they make you break out in hives, like, or did they hurt your stomach?
Kill my stomach. Kill my stomach. Yeah. Like, I die. It's not worth it.
And this is only with, like, if you eat eggs, not just, like, eat bread or cake or something.
Yeah, I can have, like, a cookie that had, like, a cooked egg or, like, part of an egg, because there's only, like, 2 eggs and, like, brownies or something. Right. But, no, like, egg noodles or, like, just scrambled eggs or, oh, my God. I do miss them, too. Because they're such the perfect breakfast.
So I know we have a few people that listen that are big into foodies like Caesar. I know because he's on this Facebook group that I'm in. It's called like the Grub and Chill community.
Oh, dope.
And so a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll ask questions like, hey, I'm trying to make this and it's not working out. What do you guys suggest? Or, hey, I went to this restaurant. Check out what I got. Like, kind of promoting.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just a community full of foodies or look what I made tonight. Like, check this out. And people are like, cool, where'd you get the recipe? So it's a really fun community to be a part of. Food memes too sometimes. And so I see Caesar always posting in there and always posting really tasty places he's going to eat.
Yeah, so, I went to Bend over the weekend and we went to this spot and they had like, it was like Kung Pao cauliflower.
Oh.
So it was like bits, but like bite-sized things of cauliflower like battered and then like in the Kung Pao sauce that normally Kung Pao chicken. It was so, and like fried.
Okay.
It was so good.
Was it like a thickness over the cauliflower or was it only kind of fairly light fried?
It was light fried.
So, because I'm picturing, so when they do like a Mongolian beef, for example, a lot of times they'll make the sauce, but they'll toss the beef first in flour.
Mm-hmm.
So when you fry it, it does kind of give you that crisp.
Yeah.
But it's not like a big, thick batter.
Yeah, maybe it was more like a flour.
Yeah, they flour and then they added the sauce to it.
Yeah. God, it was so good. I was like, damn, I'm going to try to recreate
these. I feel like you could do that.
Yeah, and when I mean me, I mean probably me and my boyfriend. But, you know, I'll be there for support. But it was, like, amazing. I was like, damn, I should do this with every... And it's a vegetable. So it makes you, like, feel like it's better than...
It's healthy.
Kind of. The sauce probably isn't.
You know,
but
it's, like, 50 calories less because, you know...
It's a vegetable. Yeah, but I love stuff like that. But honestly, it's the stuff that you get and you're like, wow, this was great because I didn't have to make it. And... Right?
There's some stuff that just doesn't taste as good when you make it at home.
No, and some stuff does not taste as good without the actual, like, I've gotten egg replacements or whatever. It's not the same. No. I've had, like, even though, like, I love cheese and stuff, I've had friends who are vegans who have vegan cheese. Bitch, it ain't the same.
No, it's not.
It's like me saying tofu is the same as, like,
chicken.
Yeah. I know it's not the same.
I've had vegan chicken and waffles, and it was god-awful.
Oh, see, I can't even imagine that.
No, and like I went on a date with 2 dates with a vegan dude, and he wasn't vegan for like any like moral reasoning. He just did it for health reasons, just to be healthy.
I made him feel better.
And so it was just like cool.
You should have been like, can we go to a place where I can get meat, or where did you feel uncomfortable?
No, it was just like I was trying it. I was being open minded, and I tried it. It's just I did not like the food.
Yeah,
like I was looking like, what can I order? What can I order? And nothing looked good. And then, like, we went to a vegan pizza place, and it's just, again, the cheese. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to throw up eating it.
You never want pizza to just be fine.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's still pizza, but...
Would you have felt weird if you guys went to, like, a regular restaurant and you had ordered, like, a burger?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't have felt weird?
No, that's because good. He's not a vegan. Like, if he was one of those, like, animal rights, meat is murder, then, yeah, that'd be weird. But he wasn't that type.
Oh, okay. So he didn't care.
No.
Damn, then he should have not taken you to a vegan spot.
And he wore the exact same outfit both dates.
And you know, it was probably very animal friendly, though.
Do you want to know why I remember what outfit he was wearing? Because he was wearing a Marvin the Martian t-shirt with a hole in it, cargo shorts, and those shoes with the individual toes.
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
Hey, maybe that's his date outfit. That is his go-to date outfit. Everyone's got a go-to black dress, go-to going to the club. This was a go-to date outfit.
Yeah, I'm good. And it's been okay. It's been like six years at this point.
And you'll never forget.
I'll never forget.
Hey, see, he made a statement.
Oh, man. Like, sometimes the phone numbers get erased on my phone. So yeah. People text me like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who the hell is this? Because, like, the text message chain is gone.
Oh, right, right, right.
Oh, no, excuse me. Not the text message chain, but just their phone number is appearing. Like, their name is gone. So I have to, like, scroll back. Who the hell is this? So that happened once. I'm like, who is this? It's the so-and-so. I'm like, oh, crap. Is it that guy? Or is
you should have asked. Do you have a Martian shirt with a hole in it? Some cargo shorts?
I mean, some toe shoes. You'd be surprised how that applies to so many guys in Seattle.
I know. Get rid of those toe shoes, y'all. They're terrible.
I mean, I will maybe let it pass if you're actually working out, running in them, and they actually help you. But I'm still going to make fun of you.
Yeah. I'm still judging.
But what I was saying is, like, if you're a foodie out there, give Sarah, like, ideas for food.
Give me easy recipes that I can make.
Vegetarian recipes that don't have eggs.
Yes, and that I can make my man that a meat eater will really enjoy.
Yes.
Like pasta.
That is a very, I mean, and
that's a very specific thing.
Yeah, so that's why we need help. And also, we will accept the pasta dishes because you need to change it up. You can't just eat the same pasta dish every time.
That's true. Okay, fine. Because more than just olive oil, I get it. Hey,
maybe some
baby
butter
steps.
Next time. Maybe a little butter and olive oil.
Baby steps, y'all. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.